Jennifer was one of my distant cousins.
Jennifer 是她的一个表姐。
And ever since she was young, she had these stomach pains. But like a good Asian, she would just take pain medications and persevere through it, and hopefully thinking that's not a big deal.
她从小呢就是胃会痛，但是呢她就是常常吃点止痛药，就不当一回事，就让它过去了。
In fact, after she got married, she hardly talked about it with her husband.
所以她即使结婚以后，也没有跟她的先生提起这些事情。
And so whenever there's pain in her stomach, pop the aspirin down, the pain goes away.
每次那个胃痛的时候呢，她就吃一个止痛药，就让那胃痛就让它就过去了。
And she did this for years.
So, 她这样做了，做了很多年。
But one day, the pain in her stomach became so unbearable, that her husband had to take her to the hospital.
有一天呢，她的那个胃痛呢，简直是到了不可忍受的程度了，所以她先生就送她去了医院。
But it was too late. The doctor said that, that she had massive internal bleeding.
那个时候已经太晚了，医生说她内脏已经那个大出血。
Apparently, the stomach lining.Became so thin from the constant ulcers that she had that eventually she just bled to death.
她的胃壁呢，因为这个溃疡的关系，让她的胃壁越来越薄，所以就是引起这个大出血，她后来就死了。
But here's the thing: my cousin learned how to cope with her pain so well that she didn't think it was such a big deal.
我的这个表姐，她是这么的忍耐她的痛，她觉得说这不是一件大事情。
She knew something was wrong with her body.But yet, she chose not to go to the doctor.
虽然她知道她身体当中就是有什么事情不对劲，但是她就是没有去看医生。
And in the end, because all she did was numb the pain away, well, it took her life away.
但是呢，她就是每次痛的时候，她就用那个止痛药呢，让那个麻木那个的痛症，就是结果就是把她的生命给那个。
Question to you all this morning: Perhaps you don't have some kind of physical pain.But are you using some kind of anesthetic for the relational, emotional, or even the spiritual pains in your life instead of confronting them?
所以今天我要问大家的一个问题是，就是虽然不是你的身体上有什么病痛，也许你的精神上、你的那个心理上有这些病痛、有这些痛苦，但是你就常常在麻木自己。
Or put it this way, are you numbing the spiritual ulcers in your life instead of actually treating the wound?
我要这样子问你们，就是也许是不是你们将灵性上的这样一个溃疡，在就是用麻醉的方法，就是把它那个遮盖过去，而不是来寻找医治呢
？That's what I'd like to talk about for a few minutes today. So, if your Bible's with you, let's turn to Psalm 32. Psalm chapter 32. We'll just look at verses 1-7.
这是我们今天要讲的经文，那就是在那个诗篇的32篇1-7节
So Psalm chapter 32 verses 1-7 From there we'll look at something that we Christians often struggle with A solution to that problem And finally a couple of simple applications
诗篇32篇呢它告诉我们就是我们在那个会灵性上会遇到什么样的问题我们遇到这些问题的时候用什么方法来解决
So if you're using the red NIV Bibles, it's on page 395.
在你的那个旧约圣经的395。
英文圣经。
英。
那中文我不知道是什么。
英。679，中文是679。
Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him.And whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely, when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. Verse 7 You are my hiding place. You will protect me from the trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance.
32篇1-7节得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人是有福的 凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼而骨头枯干，黑夜白日你的手在我身上沉重，我的精液耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的罪。我说我要向耶和华承认我的过患，你就赦免我的罪恶。为此凡虔诚人都当趁你可寻找的时候祷告你，大水凡发业的时候必不能到他那里。你是我藏身之处，你必保佑我脱离苦难，以得救的热歌四面环绕我。
Just know that we Chinese Americans, we're very good at coping with difficulties in our lives.
所以我们这些在美国的华人呢，都很会就是来那个忍受我们的困难。
We know how to suck it up, put on a mask, and pretend everything's okay.
我们呢就是会那个把这一切都承受下来，那个脸上呢都不表示出来。
We have developed excellent coping mechanisms.
我们这个承受的这个机能是相当的好。
Think about it. Let's say you had a big fight with your spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend. What do you guys do?
如果你跟你的先生太太或者男朋友女朋友吵架的时候，你做什么呢？
Let's say you're a guy, you probably escape into the virtual world, right? Watch hours of television or hours of video games.
也许你就那个到你的这个想象空间去了，你自己的那个看电视啦，那个玩电子游戏啦。
Ladies, maybe you escape into the world of ice cream and eat gallons of cookies and cream.
也许太太们就那些女士们就会说，哎呀，就是抱了一大桶那个冰淇淋就这样子吃。
Even worse, maybe for some of you, video games and ice cream, they don't cut it anymore.
那有些人呢，也许那个玩那个电子游戏跟吃那个冰淇淋还不过瘾。
Maybe you numb the pain by drowning yourself in alcohol or pornography or gambling.
那些人呢，甚至他需要说那些赌博啊，那些那个看那些那个三级片啊，这些喝醉酒啊，来麻木自己。
In other words, you choose your drug of choice.
换句话来说，就是你自己在选择治疗自己的药。
But here's the problem. Once the drug effect is over, guess what? The pain is still there.
你知道吗？因为你这种做法，虽然你当时是麻木了，但是呢，过了以后，药性过了以后，你的那个痛苦，内心痛苦还在那里。
Why? Because the wound is still there. All you're doing is just numbing it.
你的伤口还在那里，所以呢，你做的只是把它麻醉了。
You see, the pain is only a symptom of a deeper problem.
因为痛苦只是一个表面的现象。
What we need to do is get to the source of the pain and somehow cure that.
我们要的是在这那个了解这痛苦的根源，我们才能治疗它。
And many times the source of our pain in our lives, they're unconfessed sins.
那很多时候呢，我们这个痛苦的根源是我们这个还没有认的罪。
Let me say it again. At times the pain in our lives, whether it may be physical, social, relational, or even spiritual, many times that source may be due to our unconfessed sins.
虽然不管是在你身体上的，还是你那个精神上、灵性上、心理上的那些痛苦，其实你的根源也许就是由你这个不肯承认的罪引起的。
This idea of numbing our pain and pretending that everything's okay, that's not a novel idea because if you look at verses 3 and 4, that's what David did.
所以因为如果说你只是对了那个痛来麻醉它的话，这不是解决的方法，就好像那个诗篇的32节第三第四节他告诉你的。
You look at verse 3, he said, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away, right? So he kept quiet, he kept mute about his sins.
所以第三节说，我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀恨而骨头枯干。因为你那个保持沉默，就说你不想认这个罪，所以才让你有这个痛苦。
Look at, if you jump down verse 5, he said how he tried to hide his sin as well and tried to cover up his iniquity.
那这里呢又讲说那个要隐藏他的罪恶，就是不让就是那个人知道他的罪。
So instead of confronting the root cause of why God's hand was against him, David, he tried to deceive others and pretend that everything's okay.
所以如果你不想承认你的罪来认这个罪的话呢，你就隐藏这个罪，你就是假装这是一切都是美好的。
Are we just like David oftentimes when our conscience is searing our hearts telling us, hey, go to God, go to God. What do? We shut it off and remain silent.
所以你很多时候呢，就是说你不想就是面对，不想承认你的罪，就是想要说躲避这些事情。
So if God's trying to speak to you with your conscience, but you shut it off, well, what does God do? He cranks it up a notch, right? So he will talk to you maybe in negative circumstances or difficulties in your lives.
所以在你拒绝那个承认你的罪来认罪的时候，你说神是怎么罪的呢？他就想用这些你生活当中的那个困苦来让你清醒，就是让你知道说你有罪的。
C.S. Lewis, the author of the series Chronicles of Narnia, he puts it well. He says,God whispers in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but he shouts in our pains. In fact, it is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world.
神，他就这里就讲到，神在我们喜悦的时候，他也轻声细语的跟我们讲话。他在我们那个得到困难又不肯承认的时候，他就大声的叫出来，让你清醒。
Listen, I'm not saying all the pain in our lives, they're all somehow caused by unconfessed sins.
那也许这不是说我们就是我们生活当中很多那个这些困苦呢，并不是说都是这个因为都是这些罪你还没有认识到。
I mean, they could be. After all, God loves, or God disciplines those He loves.
也许有的时候是不是你自己的问题，而且是他神要让你了解到你周围的人的一些问题。
And if we are His children, He will discipline us if we are sinning.
如果是我们的就是孩子的话，他就会来那个衡量我们。
In fact, I would even suggest that if you're sinning and God's not disciplining you, something is kind of wrong.
就说如果说你是有罪的话，神没有来那个鞭策你的话，那是就是有问题的。
But as His children, I think we want to be able to eliminate the possibility that our difficulties are due to our sins.
所以我们希望我们减少到最小的程度，就是我们的那个困难是我们的那个罪引起的。
So how do we do that? How do we avoid the discipline of God?
所以我们就是如何来避免来得到神的鞭策呢？
Verse 5 gives us the solution to the problem, and it's to acknowledge our sin and to confess.
那第五节呢，就告诉我们要承认我们的罪，而且来认。
Whenever you guys get a chance to study the book of Psalm again, or Psalm 32, it's very interesting that if you look at these verses 1 and 2, they're actually in parallel. The first verse and the second verse, they're basically talking about the same thing.
所以你的诗篇32篇它告诉我们第一节第二节其实是平行的，它都告诉我们就是说那个就有罪的过程。
In fact, a lot of times, usually the first verse is actually the thesis of the entire psalm.
所以的第一节呢，其实是整个这篇 psalm 的这篇诗篇的灵魂。
So verse 1 and 2 are in parallel, they're talking about the same thing. Verses 3 and 4 gives you the problem.
那一跟二呢，他就告诉你认罪的这边有福。那三跟四呢，就告诉我们问题在哪里。
Verse 5 gives you the solution to the problem.
那第五节就告诉我们如何来解决这个问题。
And verses 6 and 7, they're an exhortation to the audience telling us to go to God because He is merciful.
那第六、第七节呢，就告诉我们，如果我们接受神，走到神的面前，我们的罪都会赦免。
So verse 5 tells us that the solution to the problem of sin is confession.
那第五节告诉我们的问题症结，就是我们如果能够承认我们的罪、认罪的话呢，就会被得救。
Numbing the pain and keeping silent, they're not enough. We need to go to God and confess.
你只是麻醉你的痛苦的话呢，这不是个解决问题的方法。你要走到神面前来。
Two quick observations here. First of all, notice David knew the root of his sin.
你有看到呢？就是大卫是看到他的那个罪的根源。
He knew what he had to do, but he chose not to do it.
他虽然知道应该做什么，但是他选择不这样做。
And once again, aren't we just like David? We know what we need to do, we just choose not to do it.
就我们呢，也好像大卫一样，常常我们知道该做什么，但是我们并不照着这样做。
As a result, we reap the wages of our sins.
这样子呢，就是我们就是隐藏我们的那些罪。
And at times, this will be pain and suffering.
所以呢，引起了我们的那些痛苦，那个挣扎。
So let me give you a practical advice. Instead of delaying the treatment of the painful wound until it becomes unbearable, why don't we deal with our sin right away?
所以呢，就是代替你就是一直在隐藏你的痛苦和罪，一直到无法那个解决的忍受的程度，你为什么不早早的走向神呢？
Second observation. Notice in verse 5, David said he did not cover up his iniquity this time.
那个第五节呢，大卫这里告诉我们，他再不再那个隐藏他的这些罪了。
He laid it all out before God.
他呢，把这些罪呢都陈明在神的面前。
A theology question for you guys. Could David have actually hide his sins from God?
这里有一个问题要问你们，就是大卫能够将这些罪孽都在神面前那个隐藏起来吗？
Of course not, right? If we believe God is omniscient, then God already knows his sins.
当然不能了，神是完全知道我们每一个人的罪的。
Look, God's not going to be shocked when you confess your sins to him. You know how sometimes you watch like a Jerry Springer show and all the audience is shocked? No, God's not going to be shocked by your sins.
所以呢，你看，就是神不会对你这些罪来那个大跟你大叫，就好像那个电视秀那个秀上的那些人那个听众会大叫这样子。
If God already knows, then why do you and I need to confess?
但是为什么神已经知道了你我还需要那个向神那个认罪呢？
I think the reason we confess is because ultimately.It's for our own benefit.
我是要告诉你们说，如果我们认罪呢，那最终呢是对我们自己有好处的。
We are admitting our guilt. We're saying, God, you are right, and I am wrong.
那你就说，向神承认说啊，你是对的，我错了。
And this is the first step in mending our relationship with God, because sin is a barrier to that relationship to God.
所以这样做的话呢，就是跟你跟神之间的那个关系来修补你的，因为你在有罪的时候，你跟神已经有一个距离了。
I remember when I was teaching high school, I still am, but I remember when I was teaching in Woodbridge, right here in New Jersey, I caught one of my students plagiarizing.
在我当时还在 Woodbridge 的高中教书的时候呢，我抓到我一个学生呢，就是作弊。
Now you gotta understand this student, his name is Mike.His usual write-ups, they're pretty bad. They're incoherent.
那这个学生叫 Mike 的学生，他普通他写的东西呢，真的是很糟糕的。
And so when I saw this perfectly written paper, I knew something's wrong here.
所以有一天呢，我就收到了一个写的真是很完美的一篇文章。
So what did I do? I took just his first line of that paper, right? I Googled the first line, and guess what? The entire article, entire paper popped up.
所以呢，我就在那网上 Google 了一下，把他那个写的这篇文章头几句，把这输到电脑里面去。结果你知道吗？就秀出来一整篇那个人家写的东西，跟他是一模一样的。
In fact, Mike was so lazy, he didn't even change a single word or punctuation. You know, sometimes we'll put something other synonyms, but he didn't even do that. Exact same carbon copy.
So Mike 呢是相当那个懒惰的，他在照抄别人的东西，连那个标点符号都没有改变。
So I thought this is going to be interesting. The next day, I called up to my desk. I said, Mike, did you copy this?
那第二天呢，我就把那个 Mike 叫到我的面前来，我就问他说 ，Mike， 你是不是抄了这一篇文章啊
？And he said, Mr. Wong, no, I did not plagiarize. I wrote it by myself.
他说啊，他的回答是啊，王老师没有，我那个是完全是我自己做的，不是抄的。
I said, Are you sure this is what you did?
我说你真的吗？真的是你做的吗
？He said yes. I wrote that word for word.
他说是，都是我写的，每一个字都是我写的。
Then I said, well, how did I find your paper online?
他说，但是我怎么可以找到这一样的文章在网上呢
？Without any hesitation, he said, it's because I wrote it and I uploaded it on the internet.
他毫不犹豫地说，是我自己写，我自己上载到网上的。
Now, if there's a smarter student, maybe I believe him, but he doesn't have an email account, and he types with two fingers.
你知道，如果是个好学生，也许我就相信了。但是他是个学生，还不知道怎么用 email， 用两只那个手指在那个打电脑的。
So I said, really, you upload this on the internet when you don't even have an email account?
那我就想说啊，是真的吗？你连自己那个 email 的那个账户都没有的，还怎么会有这样子的那个上载呢？
But Mike did not budge from his stance. He said he did it.
但 Mike 呢，绝对不承认，他说是他做的。
Amazing, right? To this day, which is 5-6 years later, he still not has admitted that he plagiarized.
这是已经五六年过去了 ，Mike 到目前。还是没有承认过这是他抄来的。
So as a good teacher, I gave him 2 zeros and posted on my wall of shame.
So 我就说，当作为一个好老师，我就写了那个给他一个两个 zero 零，就把它贴在墙上，教室的墙上。
See, all I wanted to do is have him confess that he made a mistake or he was wrong, and I would have given him a chance to do it over again.
So 我呢就是想要说给他一个机会让他能够承认，如果他承认我还会再给他一个机会来尝试的。
But he refused to admit that he was wrong, and so this kind of messed up our relationship.
但是呢他绝对拒绝承认，这样子呢我们之间关系当然就是破裂了。
You see, I think that's what God wants from us as well. I think he wants our relationship with him to be healed as well, especially if there's sin there as a barrier.
所以呢，神跟我们之间的关系也是一样的。他希望我们之间是没有距离的。我们如果有罪，我们如果能够跟他承认罪的话，我们之间距离就没有。
And just like how Mike never confesses wrongdoing, and I can't have a trusting relationship with him, I think the sins in our lives, they prevent us from having a deeper, more sweet, intimate relationship with God.
所以你看 ，Mike 他不承认他的那个这有罪的做法了，那个跟我们之间，我就不会再信任他了。所以，我们跟神之间的关系也是一样。如果我们不承认有罪的话，那我们就没有办法跟神建立一个有互信的一个那个关系。
But God is patiently waiting for us to come to Him, so He can remove that barrier.
所以神呢，非常耐心的在等待我们到他来到他的面前来认罪。
He's waiting for us to confess.
他在等我们来认罪。
Look at verse 5 again. Notice the latter part, it says, I will confess my transgression to the Lord. And in fact, look at that quick promise, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
所以第五节呢，我们再回到去上，他就说了，我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的罪。我就说要向耶和华认罪，他就赦免，你就赦免我的罪。
So God desires to go to him, but what will confession yield? And verse 1 and 2 reminds us thatIt's blessing. When we confess our sins, we'll be blessed by God.
所以你看这诗篇呢，一开始他就告诉我们，如果我们认罪的话，我们就是有福的了。
And in the Hebrew, to be blessed means to be happy.
那在犹太文里面，有福的就是幸福，就是开心。
You see, a person whose sins are forgiven, he is under the favor of God now.
如果说他是那个罪被那个赦免了的话，当然他就算是很开心的了。
Instead of being under God's discipline, now he's under God's favor.
就是他认罪以后，他就不再被神鞭策，而是神的那个所喜爱的。
The spiritual status of that person has changed from that of a sinner to one who is forgiven.
所以呢，你看你那个认罪以后，你就从变成一个罪人，就是到了一个被赦免了罪的人。
Another interesting thing about this word blessed is that it's in the passive.
所以你知道这个有福的，这是一个就是一个给你的一个。
So in good English grammar review, is in the passive means that someone is doing something to the other person.
在英文的里面就是说就是间接的，就是说你是某人做了某些事情，为了某人。
And let me suggest to you that God is the one who is going to be actively blessing us, and we are passively receiving His blessing when we confess our sins.
所以，当我们在认了罪以后呢，神就赐福给我们，我们是受福的人。
One more interesting thing about the word blessed.
这个还有一个就是很有趣的这个赐福，这有福这个字。
The word blessed is actually in the plural in Hebrew. They call it abstract plural.
这个有福的是一个复数。
Let me suggest to you that when we are blessed by God, that blessing permeates not only through us spiritually, but in all the other facets of our life.
所以呢，这当我们被赐福的时候，我们所得的福不只是灵性上的，是我们生活当中的一切。
God's blessing will overflow in our lives because we are now under His favor.
所以神的福这是的所给我们的那个恩典呢，就是会充满我们的那个生活。
As we close, I want to make a couple of important applications.
在我们结束之前，我们要讲几点。
I think the first one is obvious: confess your sins to God.
第一点就是很明显的，就是我们一定要向神认罪。
Confess your sins to God before He disciplines you.
在你那个神鞭策你之前，你先认罪。
If you look at verse 6, it talks about how God, or David is exhorting the reader or the listener to go to God while he might be found.
那第六节你看他就说，为凡虔诚人都当趁你可寻找的时候祷告你。
Now, some scholars actually think that the motivation behind the psalm is his adultery.
一些人呢认为说这个诗篇所给我们的这个是承认，就是给我们的一种忠告。
If that is true, if this psalm is written because of David's adultery, notice who the ultimate person we offend. It's not necessarily Bathsheba, but it's actually God.
你这个看到了，就是大卫在这里写到了，其实我们如果说不认罪的时候，我们正并不是说那个就是违反了谁，而是我们对说违反了神所给我们的旨意。
In fact, notice, so not only is the ultimate person we offend God, but notice the center of attention of the passage is God alone.
所以你就看到了这个整个过程当中最重要就是神。
It is God who are we offending. It is God who gives us the opportunity to confess our sins.
是神，我们的就是反对的是神，而且呢，是神给我们的这个机会要让我们那个认罪。
It's God who forgives us, and in fact, it is God who also blesses when we've confessed.
也是神赦免我们的罪，也是神给我们祝福。
Our role is simple. We just need to admit and confess that we have sinned.
所以对我们来说做的其实很简单，只要我们能够认罪，能够就是这认识我们的罪，然后承认我们的罪，而且来认罪。
So, first application, confess your sins to God. My second application, well, if we need to confess our sins to God, how much more should we confess our sins to each other?
所以第一个是说我们要先要认罪，第二个呢就是说我们要认多少罪呢？
I think this is a little bit tough. In fact, it's very hard, not just a little bit.
所以其实这个是相当难的一件事情。
Especially we Protestant church, we don't have the tradition like the Catholic church of going to confession.
对，因为我们的那个是那个基督教堂，所以我们不像那个天主教堂可以到那个神父那里去那个认罪。
So not only is it hard for us, it's also very awkward for us.
所以呢，就是不是说只是一件那个困难的事情，其实是就蛮窘迫的一件事情。
But here's the thing, Jesus told his disciples and his listeners that they need to be reconciled with each other before worshiping God.
所以呢，那个圣经里面也告诉我们说，我们需要在互相之间先认罪，我们才能够向神认罪。
And there's no doubt that in church this size, right, there might be some hard feelings toward each other.
有时候教会里面呢，会有之间会有一些那些观点不同，有一些问题。
And there might be some bitterness, that resulted in pain.And there might be some hard feelings.
那有一些呢，就是造成了因为的关系紧张呢，造成一些心理上的痛苦。
And yeah, I understand. Once again, we Chinese, it's hard for us to be vulnerable with each other, and even more, we're Americans.
所以中国人就觉得说很，哎呀，很难那个关系那个紧张的。美国人也是一样的。
So it's like a double whammy, right? We also have this facade of being independent lone rangers. So we don't want to be vulnerable. We want to be independent.
所以我们就说，我们要就是不要说是觉得说没有办法那个接着承受这样子事情，我们要有那个有立场，就是有主见。
But listen, you need to be reconciled with each other.
所以你们互相之间先要有那个承认。
I mean, think about it. If you call each other brothers and sisters in Christ, you're stuck with each other for eternity.
所以你在我们互相叫是兄弟姐妹们，你在我们在那个神里面，我们是互相是兄弟姐妹一辈子的。
You might as well confess and ask for forgiveness now, because you guys are stuck forever and ever.
我们做兄弟姐妹是永远的事情哦。
Husbands and wives, maybe there are some things that you need to talk about. Maybe you need a heart-to-heart talk.
的夫妻之间，你应该心比心的来谈话。
Parents to children, maybe same thing. Maybe there are some things you need to let out and really have a good time to talk about.
父母子女之间也是一样的，你需要很那个诚心诚意坐下来，像那个互相交谈。
And once again, I know it's going to be awkward, it's going to be uncomfortable, but you need to do it.
虽然是相当那个有时候窘迫很困难的一件事情，但是你需要这样做。
If God is knocking your heart right now to think about maybe tonight you need to talk to someone and ask for forgiveness, do that. Don't wait until God disciplines you.
如果你觉得说那个那个得到神的信息，他觉得说希望你能够跟谁能够来道歉，来那个认罪的话，请你这样做。
Have the courage and humility to do it before it's too late.
要有那个谦卑的心，有这个勇气来做这件事情。
As we close, I want to remind you that our window of opportunity to confess our sins to God and to each other is limited.
让我们那个在我们面前的这个窗向神那个那个认罪的这个窗户呢，是那个有限制的。
You know that life is fragile. You don't know when God will come for us and when your time on earth is over.
你不知道你那个有多少时间，你那个你的那个跟神之间的这个关系能够多长。
And so maybe you haven't spoken to a family member or a friend in a long, long time. Maybe this is a time for you to be reconciled.
如果你对你的那个家人、亲戚或者朋友有一个就是很久很久你没有跟他们好好的谈一谈了，也许这是个机会。
Be reconciled now before there's tremendous regret.
在你先讲这个事情做好，那个才是最重要的。
Regret for not asking for forgiveness or regret for not even saying I love you.
所以你就不会后悔说你没有再跟那个人说对不起，那个要他的那个原谅，你没有讲说我爱你。
Or even tremendous regret for not even murmuring the words I am sorry before it's too late.
那在你还没有太晚之前先跟他说对不起。
So let me implore you to confess your sins to God and to confess and be reconciled with each other.
所以呢，我们要在神面前认罪，首先我们也要在我们那个周围的人、身边的人也要做到这样。
So do you want to truly be happy today?
如果你想要真正的幸福快乐的话。
Do you want to be blessed by God?
你要有神的祝福的话。
Instead of always pushing the Holy Spirit aside and numbing the pain, why don't you go to God in confession?
就是代替着，就是说把那个圣灵把它推到那个把神的这个放到一边来，那个麻醉你自己的精神。为什么你不接受神呢
？Only he can, only he can truly cure the spiritual wound and the spiritual hurt that is in your life.
只有神呢，能够真正将你生命当中的这些灵性上的痛苦、心理上的痛苦来真正治疗。
Instead of hiding your sins, why don't you hide yourself in the mercies of God instead?
就是你代替你那个隐藏你的那个罪行，为什么你不那个到神的避难所来呢
？It is only in God that we can find true forgiveness and true deliverance for the sins in our lives.
只有神才能真正的给你那个原谅，才能那个治疗你的痛苦。
Let me pray for us.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we know it's not easy to confess our sins.Especially to each other and also to you. Lord, we know it's hard being vulnerable. We know it's hard to go to the other person thinking the other person might reject us or judge us or condemn us. But God, just as you've shown us grace, may we also show grace to those who have hurt us and failed us in the past. And just as you asked us to be courageous in the past, I pray that we also be courageous even now to ask for forgiveness, to ask for mercy, and to just say that we are sorry for whatever hurt that we have done for each other. So God, do lift up this church in your hand, this church in which I know have taken care of me and my family, this church in which I know you have blessed tremendously, Lord. And I pray that you continue to conform us to the image of your Son, Lord, that you continue to mold us and build us up. And I know that when you're building us up, you're molding us, Lord, it's going to be dirty, it's going to be messy, and it's going to be not very comfortable. But God, I do pray that in the end, you help us to be more Christ-like, Lord, and that you be a church in which reflects the image of God. So God, bless this church tremendously. Bless each of us this week, whether we're in school or at work. I pray that we'll be mindful of who you are in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.